Unit 21, Exercise 38.
I was very lucky to have grown up in a house with lots of pets. You know, it was a regular Dr. Dolittle house that we lived in. Near where we lived, there was an old people's home, and it was common for us to go and visit after school. The residents there had individual chalet-type houses, but it was against the rules for you to keep any pets whatsoever. No pets? How sad is that? My words were overheard by a nurse, and she decided to act on them. She asked if I had a dog and if I might like to bring it along with me so that the residents could give it a stroke and a pat or two. So I did. It was amazing, and soon Rusty had a second home. It was lovely to see people who were really lonely bond with Rusty and develop a deep relationship with him. They were so happy to see him and couldn't wait for us to come back for another visit. In the end, Rusty would be quite happy to be left there for a few hours at a time. But what exactly is pet therapy? Pet therapy is a therapy that uses animals to help children and adults. Pet therapy is used to help people heal emotionally, physically, and mentally. There are lots of different types of program, for example, visits to hospitals or nursing homes, rehabilitation centres, and even home visits. There are many benefits from having an animal around. It can help reduce stress and make people feel loved. Depending on who is going to receive the therapy, a programme is decided by the pet therapist's handler. Sometimes, the animal involved is there to help by providing the opportunity for physical exercise, and other times, it is just there to keep the patient company. Pet therapy also offers the added opportunity of having a pet to relate to without the responsibility of having one to care for full time. You don't even have to feed or clean it, but you can if you want to.